It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What is up, guys? Oh, after that misfire there, we were trying to go live. TK here with Total Tech, and you're listening to the Total Tech Podcast, coming live to you on Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. So, it's a Tuesday. It's May 1st, aka May Day. Now, there is a song out there y'all could Google. I can't play it here on the podcast, but it's definitely a song for all my, Thotwandians out there. all my Thotwandians that are out there. Getting it like that. My Thotwandians, it is the 1st of May. Outdoor fucking starts today. In case you didn't know. So, oh man, that shit is wild. Anyways, so, if you've been watching the channel over on YouTube at youtube.com/TotalTechVids, you will see that I posted just some savagery on OnePlus with the OnePlus 6 here recently. And there was a reason why I did that. Now, let me tell you why. The reason why I posted that was, you know, like people think that I just hate the hardware or that I actively just hate on the company, and it's really, really not the case. It's not that I hate the hardware or hate the company. I hate the decisions and the leadership that the company has because they make fucked up decisions that screw consumers and do dirt. They just treat their customers like absolute garbage. You know what I'm saying? And if you're gonna sit there and you're gonna treat your customers like fucking garbage, then I have no use for you, and I'm gonna consistently shit on you. Until you get right, you know, it ain't no different. People think that I just hate on, I guess I hate on everybody, right? Maybe I'm just an equal opportunity hater, right? I'm guessing because I shit on Samsung. If Samsung does something wrong, I shit on HTC, I shit on Apple. And every time I shit on one company or another, the one thing I get from people is, well, you're just a fanboy of this or that. Insert company name there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. I just call it like I see it. And did anybody notice that OnePlus kind of floated? Let me explain to you a little bit something about leaks. Most leaks that you hear about, whether you're watching, say, Front Page Tech, which I don't think that they're getting fed leaks, but I know Pocket Now is, or you know, some of the other daily tech shows you may watch that have like daily news. Listen, man. That news that you're getting, that tech news that says, oh, you know, the price might be this, that is the company actively giving them internal documents or giving them shit to float it out there to see if you're going to go for it. Because if people are still like, yeah, we'll buy that shit at $680, guess what? They're going to release the phone at $680 because there's not a big outcry over it. But guess what happened? A bunch of motherfuckers was like, yo, OnePlus can go eat a dick. Fuck that. We're not. No way. We're not. Yo, they were like, OnePlus.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
OnePlus was getting knocked out. They got stole on. Like, people just hit, stole on them. People ran up on OnePlus and were like,
pussy.
Yo, no, man. No. No. Sorry. People are not going for that shit. People ain't, listen, when OnePlus came out, the whole mantra, the whole setup was never settle. We're going to release a flagship spec phone for a food stamp phone price, right? Not exactly food stamp phone price, but you know what I'm saying, right? Wasn't the first phone like $350 or $300? That shit was bananas. back then to have that processor and the RAM and the screen. You know, it was, you know, 1080p was okay for that first generation because a lot of people were still using 1080p. You know, everybody hadn't gone to QHD yet, you know. But to see this now, it's just, it's sad. It's embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? It's embarrassing to see what they're doing. They're trying to become Samsung. They're actually trying to overtake, like, their parent company with Oppo. You know, that's what it is. They want to make OnePlus the forefront company because of the branding and stuff. But if you notice, it ain't gonna happen, man. I'm sorry. You know, if I'm able to dig up, and here's the thing, people are gonna be like, "Yo, TK, why did you post a picture of dude in a dress? Was he really? Yeah, he was really in that dress. That's not Photoshop." That was the thing I got. Oh, that's Photoshop. You know, dude is not in a dress. That's fucked up. No, dude was in a dress. Dude was out there on some young jock shit. And he ain't even on Love and Hip Hop. He's not even getting paid for being on Love and Hip Hop. He was just out there with lipstick and a dress on. You know, that shit. I was digging through my old photos on my NSA shit. You know, I was on my NSA shit. And I was going through my old shit. And I'm searching, because people were like, "Man, he ain't never did that." And then it was deleted off his profile somewhere because he was getting roasted for it. Too late. Son. Too late, son. That shit is back out there. Bang. You know, and I know somebody said that he's like, "Oh, he's going to post my mugshot." Well, how about this? I'll send him 12. I got 12 different mugshots over like the last 15 years. I'll send them to you and you can find them. You know, at least get the one where I was in the barroom brawl on Periscope. Get that one. That one looks, you know, really savage. Post that one. At least I ain't in no fucking dress. Not that I'm hating on that. Look, man, if you want to wear, you know, I tell Car Pie this, man. You want to wear a dress? You want to rock that dress out while you rocking out that OnePlus 6? And you want to look ultra flexible? More power to you, man. More power to you. Rock them fucking dresses out. You know what I'm saying? Get you a handbag. You know what I'm saying? Get you some of them, some Jimmy Choo heels. You know what I'm saying? You know, patent, some brand some OnePlus heels and rock that shit out like John Legend be rocking out them fucking pink T-Mobile sneakers. That's what you need to do. Embrace your wholeness. You know what I'm saying? Embrace embrace your inner Bruce Jenner. Just do it, man. You know, just come out. Just come out, man. It's alright. You can do it. It's alright. Oh shit. I had to address it because people were gonna be like, "Yo, why didn't you talk about that?" So so that happened. But, you know, am I excited for the hardware? Not really, man. You're still coming out with a 1080p display. Okay, yeah, you got wireless charging and waterproofness. You know, your phone's got, you know, water resistance now. Ooh, that's so 2014. Salute. You're innovating. Oh my god, it's innovation. It's the best thing ever. OnePlus is the closest thing to Apple. Like, they'll drop some shit like really far down the road and then be like, "Oh yeah, we did something special." No, man. Come on, man. Don't do yourself like that. And then all the reports are coming out and Apple's stock has been taking a fucking beating. But let me tell you something. If you play in the stocks right now, and here's a little tip. Now, I'm not even going to give you an affiliate code or nothing like that because I ain't trying to make no money off y'all's backs. But there's an app out there you should check out called Bean Stocks. Sounds just like it sounds. BEANSTOX, I believe is how it is spelt. Get it, download it, fill out your information, do all that good shit, and sign up on it. Because people will be like, "I really like to invest, but I can't invest because..." And people are going to be like thinking this is sponsored. I'm just giving you game. I'm trying to help you further your future. You know, people are going to think like, "Yo, I really would like to invest, but I can't afford that shit. I only can afford like $10, $20 a month or whatever." Guess what? Here's what I would tell you to do. Let's say you got $20 a month that you can invest, right? Or, you know, X amount of dollars you can put to the side. Let's say it's 20 bucks, just for an example. Take 10 bucks and put that shit into Bean Stocks, and you could buy blue chips. You could buy Google. You could buy Apple. Right now, I would tell you to buy the shit out of Apple. Their stock's been taking a beating. Yeah, right now, Apple is, and people are going to be mad. They're going to be like, oh, some Me Too shit on me on this, but I'm using this as a metaphor. Right now, Apple's getting done by Ike Turner, man. They're taking a beating. Apple is taking a beating. Oh, man. Apple looks like it came on the other end of some fabulous shit. Oh, I shouldn't do that. Shout out to Fab. I ain't hating on Fab. I'm just saying. Oh, shit. But yeah, but real talk. Apple is taking a beating right now. You could definitely pick the stock up and sit on it for the next 30 to 60 days. And after WWDC, when the stock takes a nice little jump, you can make a quick little 15% on that money. Now, people are going to be like, what's 15% on $10? Listen, man, you got to start somewhere. And investing is definitely huge. So go download that Beanstalks app. You'll thank me later. The other app I would tell you to download is probably Binance. I used to say Coinbase because you get $10 free after you buy $100 worth of coins if I give you a referral code, but I'm not even fucking with them like that. So I'd say like Binance or even the Cash App. Maybe I'll put a link on YouTube if you guys want to download the Cash App. If you download the Cash App and send somebody a couple dollars through the Cash App, you can send anybody you want a couple dollars. They give you $5. So send a dollar to like a friend. You get five. You made $4. Buy yourself some Bitcoin. Just forget about the shit. So if you had $20 to invest, I tell you, put $10 into name the cryptocurrency of your choice. It really doesn't matter. Just pick one. It could even be like Electronium or some shit. I think, what is it, 2 cents a coin with them? Something like that. Buy some of that shit. Sit on it. You know, $10. Put $10 a month into that shit. Put $10 a month into Beanstalks. Let that shit add up. You think it don't add up, but when you think about it, at the end of the year, you're looking at, what, $120? Into Beanstalks and $120 into cryptocurrency, and that shit compounds, man. As it continues to build and compound, it over time you end up making money with this shit. You have to invest. You have to put money to the side somehow, and you got to put it somewhere. And I, you know, your money sitting in your friggin' checking account or your savings account is not making you any money. Sorry, that little 0.3% that the bank gives you ain't worth shit. So. Let your money work for you. You want to know how people stay rich or how people, you know, hustlers, how we stack money or how we're stacking bread and how we continue to stack bread. That's how, you know, real simple, real talk. So there you go. So getting back to Apple, you know, they're taking a beating right now because of the iPhone X and rumors. And I hate just talking about rumors and shit because there's no real facts behind it. It could be company-placed bullshit. Somebody could be shorting the stock and intention. Because here's the thing. In the tech space, like the news, like Bloomberg, here's what you might not know, right? CNBC and Bloomberg and other places like that report the news, they watch sites like, do they even have motherfuckers? They got John Rettinger coming in from Techno Buffalo on a regular basis to come talk on fucking CNBC. Squawk Box and shit. You know what I'm saying? They might, I think CNN does the same shit. I think he's been on CNN too. But I don't, fuck CNN. Nobody watches CNN for money. But people watch CNBC. You know, people watch Fox Business. You know, people watch, you know, Bloomberg. And here's the thing, man. I'm telling you right now, people, I think, intentionally manipulate websites and channels like Pocket Now and, you know, places that do, not Front Page Tech really, because they're kind of a new and up and coming site. They're almost at 60,000 subs. You definitely should go sub to them. I fuck with the channel. I would tell you, like, the channels like Pocket Now and Techno Buffalo and other stuff that post news, especially if they have any interactions with the media, get manipulated like a motherfucker. And what I mean by that is they get manipulated by people that are intentionally shorting the stock. Don't get it twisted. If somebody contacts XYZ and any of these Ziff Davis owned websites, in case you didn't know, alright, they could just send them a check and some news, and they're gonna report on that shit. And if they talk about, oh, the Apple iPhone is going to get rid of 3D Touch, which that may be true, you know what I'm saying? But who's to say that that dude, that analyst who's right all the time or most of the time, he hasn't been right all the time, but he could be right most of the time. Listen, man, if I had a couple million dollars just sitting around, you know, that I was jacking off with, you know, laying in bed, you know, being stupid, if I just had a couple million dollars just sitting around and I was like, you know what, how do I turn this $2 million into like $50 million? I know. I'm going to take this $2 million and bet that I'm going to short Apple stock, and I'm going to take like $100,000 and I'm going to split it up between these YouTube channels and websites and get them to report that Apple is going to discontinue X phone. And then what's going to happen? Because there's so many fucking articles and there's so much fucking news reporting on it, it manipulates the stock. Now, is that illegal? Fuck yes, it's illegal. Did people get caught for it? Not all the time. YouTube is the wild motherfucking west when it comes to news. People can report whatever the fuck they want, and it definitely affects it. Look at cryptocurrency. I'm going to tell you right now. When I talk to people in the crypto space, and I know a few big crypto YouTubers, and I'm talking big 400,000 or 500,000 base YouTubers, yo, they'll give me a heads up. Now, people are going to be like saying, well, TK, that's fucked up. That's insider trading. I don't go out there and blast. You don't see me blasting out, go buy this or go, you know, sell this cryptocurrency. But yo, especially if they know that I'm in a coin, and I'm not even going to talk about the coin now because then people are going to say that I'm being dirty and I'm using my platform to inflate the price. So I'm not even going to tell you the coin. But it's a cheap altcoin, right, that I fuck with. And anytime that they're going to talk about that coin, they give me a heads up. I'll get like a 2 or 3 hour notice, a heads up. You know what I do with that? I buy more of that fucking coin. Why? Because I know the second they fucking talk about that coin on that 400,000 or 500,000 subscriber YouTube channel, do you want to know what happens to the price of that coin? It fucking goes up 10%, 15%, 20%. So if I put, you know, $8,000 to $10,000 into XYZ coin that's only 2 or 3 cents a coin, not only because I bought $10,000 worth of that coin does the fucking market go, oh shit, there's a run on the coin, it's bullish, people are gonna buy it. But then when they talk about it, and then other crypto things, you know, CoinMarketCap, other places start to talk about that coin because it had such a big lift that day, it goes up even higher. And at the end of the evening, big whales like myself and other people will be like, fuck that coin, you know, or let me get my investment back out or a piece of it that I put into it. And then I got more of that coin for free because I basically sold enough to cover how much I put in earlier in the day, and I'm still up. That's why I tell you all the time, when I tell you, when you see some shit on YouTube, right? And I'm not talking about current event news, because that's not about money. But anything that has to deal with money, tech, shit like that, that revolves around money too. Don't get it twisted. You have to question the motives of the fucking people that you get your news from. My motives, I don't care. I'm not shorting Apple stock. OnePlus ain't a public company. I ain't shorting their stock. You know what I'm saying? I'm not shorting an asset. But a lot of other channels do. How do you think they get their money? You think they're making all their money off YouTube? No, fuck no. They're getting sponsorship. They're getting under the table money to report shit. You know what I'm saying? Think about how much of a beating that Huawei took in the news, right? When everybody was just shitting on Huawei, right? Why do you think that happened? Do you think like people? No, man. Some of these sites got paid to shit on Huawei. Samsung could have been like, fuck this. They're not going to overtake us as the number two. Fuck this shit. And then shit on them. Listen, man. The YouTube space, like I said, is the wild, wild west. So, you know. When you watch and you get your news, and people are going to be like, oh, you're just attacking these other websites like Pocket. I watch the Pocket Now Daily. I watch Front Page Tech. I watch XYZ tech news site. What is it? I forget what the other one is. I watch a few, okay, to get my news every single fucking day with notifications on. Why? Because I know what. Listen, then I get to see like, oh, damn, okay, they got some money from this company. Or, hey, I know they got some money from. And I'm not mad. I'm not hating. I'm congratulating. Salute. Full attention. Hashtag salute. I'm saluting them for getting their money. I'm not mad. I'm saluting the gangsters in the background that are shorting these stocks and fucking using these YouTube. Let me tell you right now, man. If the SEC really wanted to fucking crack down on that shit, if they even looked at it, even with a motherfucker with any type of common sense, YouTube would be bitch slapping tech channels. They're gonna be like, oh shit, TK is gonna start an apocalypse. No, but I'm serious though. Think about that. What about the mom and pop? The people that invested in that Apple stock that got their fucking life savings in it, and some little rinky-dink fuckboy in fucking nowhere, let's say Arizona, is paying these websites to write an article with no fucking basis of facts behind it just to shit on the company to short the stock. That's bullshit. It's not cool. It's illegal, but it's in a gray area. Now, am I hating on the gray area? Fuck no, I operate in the gray area all the time. If anybody knows me, y'all know what time I'm on. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm also, like, so here's my thing, right? You know, if it hurts a big bank or something, I don't fuck you, I don't care. Fuck the big banks, don't care if you get hurt, don't care if a motherfucker walks into your bank with fucking AR-15s and robs your main branch. That don't bother me. That doesn't, you know, is that a crime? People are going to be like, TK's advocating bank robbery. No. But what I'm saying is, when a big corporation takes a hit because somebody gives them the banana in the tailpipe, salute. I'm standing ovation. I'm applauding that shit. Now, people are going to be like, that's dirty. You shouldn't do that, TK. You shouldn't encourage that shit. No, fuck that. I don't care. I have my own opinions. But when you go out and you hurt individuals, right, with this shit, with the shorting of the stocks and these fake stories and fake news, whatever you want to call it, that's not cool. All right? The hurting the mom and pops that have earned and scraped and worked their ass off their whole life to get this little bit of money so that they can retire and live well and, you know, maybe pay medical bills or do something. Nah, I don't condone that shit, son. I'm not down for that. I'm 100% on board. Like, yo, shout out to the, what did how did designer say it? Credit cards with the scammers. Yo, a shout out to the scammers that's out there killing the banks. Yo, if you're out there killing them big corporations and killing them big banks, you know, salute. My hat's off to you. I'm saluting your ass. Because these corporations don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about them. So, in my opinion, they can happily hold that L. Now, I know people ain't going to like that. People are going to be like, TK, you don't have any ethics. I didn't say you were going to agree with my ethics are savage. You're not going to like my ethics. My ethics, we'll save a whole podcast for that. My ethics are convoluted and twisted at times. You know what I'm saying? You know. Well, TK, isn't that illegal? Yeah, there's a lot of things that are illegal. I think if you find a child molester in your neighborhood and you catch one red-handed, I don't believe in calling 911. I think you should just string a sheet around his fucking neck and, you know, people are going to be like, holy shit, I can't believe he said that. But I'm saying it. You know, shout out to Siraj Wahaj and the people in Brooklyn back in the early 90s. It was hanging them motherfuckers from light posts. I'm dead serious about that shit. My ethics are not your ethics. You don't have to agree with my opinions or my ethics, but I'm just keeping it real. I'm not ever going to be fake about it. I tell you, like, you catch a child molester and you catch him in the act, you put a sheet around that motherfucker's neck and tie him to a light pole. Now, am I telling you to go out and do that? No. I'm just telling you, you know, what I think should happen to them. They're the scum of the earth. They're garbage people. And I don't care about them. Period. You know, when they used to hit the line, for some of you guys that have been to state prison, you guys call it the line, we call it the yard and the feds. You know, people would come out and hit the yard. Yo, if you didn't have that PSI, son, you know, and you, what, you were in there for some computer shit? Nah, son, I'm sorry. We're gonna have to talk to your attorney. We're gonna have to, like, look up your case, have somebody on the outside look up your shit. And you know, if you stay on the yard and we find out that, you know, you was a child molester, yo, you was getting lumped up. Doors are going to pop one morning. And this is at the USP. You know, you're going to get lumped up, if not stabbed to death. Not playing with you. We're going to run you up top. You're going to the shoe. Going to the special housing unit. Check that ass in. Because we're not playing that shit. Shouldn't play it on the street either. I don't think them scumbags should, I got sidetracked, but I don't think them scumbags should be allowed to be, allowed to fucking breathe, never mind live on the street, or walk a yard, fuck that, right? So, I feel that way about corporations too, you know, big corporations that are out to fuck you, if somebody fucks them, I'm fucking applauding that shit, so there's my thoughts on the Apple thing, and, you know, get into some other Apple news, you know, they came out with the, you know, the news came out, some leaks and shit, and this is where I think Apple might be testing the waters. Remember I said this thing earlier about OnePlus, they were kind of testing the waters by intentionally leak information to websites about what they're going to sell their OnePlus phone, OnePlus 6 for, and people were like, no, fuck that, we're not accepting that price, and now they're changing it. I think that Apple is doing the same thing with this budget MacBook, which is at $800, $799, what they're talking about, that's budget? Like, That's a budget MacBook? $800 is a fucking budget MacBook, and it's just a refreshed MacBook Air? For real, son? Seriously? Come on, man. Come on, son. That's not a budget MacBook. You know what a budget MacBook is? A budget MacBook is like $499. Come out with a fucking MacBook that's $499 with good specs. It ain't gotta have the best fucking screen. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gotta have a fucking, you know, ridiculous amount of storage. Just come out with a MacBook for like $500 for schools and shit. Apple wonders why they're taking the L. They think this new iPad is gonna fucking overtake this shit in schools. And I'm sorry, that's not gonna happen. That's not the prescription for winning. You know what I'm saying? It's just not. The prescription for winning is dropping a MacBook that's like $500. This MacBook they're gonna drop for $800. I just don't see it winning. I don't see it being that dude. I don't see it being that. I just don't see it, man. I don't see it winning. That's just me. I just don't. I feel bad for them. I really do. Because I think they have a great opportunity to do something great. And they're kind of blowing it. You know? But that is Apple. Apple is becoming the new BlackBerry. And people are going to be like, well, what do you mean there, TK? What I mean by that is, remember when BlackBerry, you know, they came out with, what was it, the 8330. And people were kind of like, oh, the trackball. And then they came out with the touchpad. Remember that? I figured, what was that, the 8530 or whatever the fuck they called it? And it had the little touchpad. I had all the curves, BlackBerry curves. And people were like, they're not innovating enough. There's these new touchscreen phones. And I think that phone came out around the same time as the G1. And Samsung already had the Omnia, which was on Windows. And you had the iPhone, right? You know, BlackBerry was like, ah, fuck that. People still bought the BlackBerry. People did buy that curve. They bought the shit out of it. And then they came out with the Bold. Right? Or was it the Bold and the Torch? Or the Torch? The Torch was after that, right? I remember they came out with one. Yeah, they came out with the older Bold, right? And then they came out with the touchscreen Bold. Okay, now I remember. So, like, I had all these BlackBerries. I loved those phones, man. I loved my BlackBerry. But even I knew, was like, yo, if you're not careful, you're about to become obsolete. And the writing was on the wall. And I have a feeling like Apple is getting there, too. Right, they're not changing enough. They're not doing things. They're kind of like taking advantage of the market. Now they could do that because they do have a built-in base. But just like BlackBerry had that built-in base, they will jump to something else. You know, you keep coming out with computers that you can't repair. You keep coming out with phones that have, you know, fucking shitty software and now hardware issues. You're no better than a fucking another phone. Your key principles, the shit that makes you who you are, when you're not that anymore and you're not innovating, night night. Insert Kevin Hart. I'm not even gonna do that. Put that Kevin Hart piece in there. But yeah. I mean, do I think Apple's going somewhere anytime soon? Nah, it's gonna be a while. It might be another 2-3 years before they really start getting hurt. But they can see it now. They see that $1,000 iPhone X was a fucking mistake because it ain't selling. Nobody's buying that shit. You know, they see that they fucked up by getting rid of Touch ID. Face ID was cool. You know, and emojis was all right. You know, but getting rid of the fingerprints, people were like, nah, fam, fuck that. Give me an 8. Give me an 8 plus. You know, oh, they're the same as the 7. It's really not that much different. Fuck that. Give me a 7 plus. It's cheaper. Like, that's what they're doing. You know, unfortunately, Apple's going to have to wake up and smell the fucking roses. You know, wake up and smell the punani, man. God damn. And then, another one. Finish him. I should get Oh. Then we get into HTC. The HTC U12 Plus, I guess, leaked. And what do I think about it? It looks like a fucking LG V30. And I don't care. It can look exactly like it. I don't give a fuck. As long as it works and it runs that smooth software like HTC had on the U11 and the camera is good, sign me up. Now, what I hope HTC does this time is make one model. Fuck that split model shit. Make one goddamn phone. Make one phone that works on all the goddamn carriers with all the bands on it. Put band 70, whatever the fuck it is, 71 or whatever it is for T-Mobile on it. And sell that shit. I'm telling you, HTC, you sell that phone for $499. Fuck, even $550, and you corner the fucking market. People will talk about that shit. It will be the rave of websites unless Samsung opens up their checkbook and tells people to hate on it, which doesn't surprise me. It could happen. But let's keep it real. Quad HD display, water resistance, wireless charging, dual cameras that don't suck, you know, fingerprint scanner on the back, damn near stock Android on that bitch, $550, Snapdragon 845 and 6 gigs of RAM. Ugh. Damn it, man. You know, I'd say it'd give me a hard-on, but tech doesn't really give me a hard-on like that. You know? But, you know what I'm saying. That phone would sell like hotcakes at $550, but HTC ain't going to do that. They're not. HTC is going to fuck around and try to come out at $750 or $799 to sell that phone, and it ain't going to sell. They're going to wait till 6 months, you know, 4 months in, and then it'll drop the price to like $650, and they might sell a few units. When if they just sold the fucking shit for $549, they'd sell a bunch of them and make way more money and way more people, and they'd get more mind share, and then they could do something crazier on the next phone and maybe sell the next phone for a little bit more money and make more money. But these goddamn OEMs are so fucking stupid, they can't figure it out. Dago's in the comments. He says, TK, what do you think about T-Mobile LG V30, still no Oreo? You know what? And at $700, miss me with that shit. In my opinion, the V30 is a great phone, but LG has kind of lost their way. They really, I don't know who's running their mobile division. I really don't, but they should be fucking fired, because some of the shit, the absolute garbage that they've been doing, and the fact that they're not keeping up with software updates and shit like that, it's just, there's no excuse. There really is no excuse for the shit that they've been doing. It just ain't. And I like LG, man. And I got the V30. I never did videos on it because it wasn't getting updates. And the camera got buggy on me. And I was like, I'm not promoting it. I'm not even going to publish a fucking video on the channel for that phone, because I'm going to hate on it. And then I had nothing positive outside of the sound on the phone to say, because of like the lagging, the bullshit, man. And they could fix it. They could drop Oreo, and it will probably fix a majority of the issues. But LG is still beholden to the carriers. Samsung at least has got to the point where they tell the carriers, you want me to put your logo on the phone? Fuck you, I ain't putting your... Like, Samsung's like, fuck you, I ain't putting your logo on my phone. You're going to sell my Galaxy S9, and if you don't, they're going to go buy it from somewhere else. Samsung got to that point. LG could be there, and even if they're not, LG can be like, yo, fuck it then. You ain't got to sell my phone. It ain't like someone's going to buy your phone on that carrier. Anyway, what are they going to lose? A couple thousand handsets of sales? Nah, man, fuck that. If I was LG and the Verizon rep's like, yeah, we want the logo to be here, I'd be like, you know what? Logo these nuts. I'm not letting you logo shit. The phone's going to say LG V30 on it. It ain't going to say Verizon nowhere. If you're lucky, if I'm nice, I might put a boot animation. Maybe. I might put a boot animation on my phone. But if your shit is laggy or causes the phone to slow down with your boot, fuck your boot animation. That shit's going to say LG when they turn on the phone. Like, seriously. These OEMs need to do that. Now, I know they're going to be like, well, then they'll never get their phone on the carrier. Well, then carriers will have less choices for phones, and people will go to carriers that take those phones. Don't get it twisted. Some people decide, and some people choose their carrier on what phones are offered. AT&T had a corner on the market with the iPhone for the longest time. Why? Because of some bullshit exclusivity agreement. But AT&T had a ton of subscribers just because of the iPhone. As soon as that iPhone 4S popped up on fucking Sprint, and the iPhone 4 was on Verizon? What, son? Night. It was over with. Motherfuckers was leaving AT&T like Moses parted the fucking Red Sea. They was like, deuces, I'm out. I'm going to Sprint. I'm going wherever. You know what I'm saying? All right. And the last thing I want to talk about today on the podcast is the Sprint and T-Mobile merger. You know, this is what's funny, right? This is like Nas and Jay-Z being in the same room. You know, like, Jay-Z knows that Nas just ethered his ass, right? Put those lines out, dick sucking lips, fucking. Ah, he's saying you better than Big. Oh, man. You know, like, Nas Ether, if you've never heard that song, at the end of this podcast, go Google it, you youngsters. You little Uzi Vert slash Tekashi 6ix9ine nut riding fans. Go at the end of this and listen to Nas just Ether Jay-Z. Look up Nas Ether and listen to that song. Now you see Nas and Jay-Z in the same room and they're kind of being cool. But you have to know that somewhere on the side, somewhere deep down, Jay-Z is still in his fucking feelings. That Nas just ethered him like that. Like, didn't battle rap him, right? He, you know, like, he did an LL to Jay-Z. Now, Jay-Z's career was okay. He didn't get done like Cannabis, right? Cannabis got killed by LL. Cannabis's career was over when LL did him, right? Think about that, though. Sorry for the cough. And now you got John Ledger sitting right next to Marcello. And you got to know that the roast game that John Ledger was putting down on Marcello on a regular, like, just stone cold roasting his ass on a regular basis. No, now John Ledger was probably roasting Randall at AT&T a little harder and Verizon a little harder, but he was roasting Sprint too. He was basically calling Marcello a dick rider. And now you now you got Marcello sitting right next to him on a bar stool talking about, yes, sir, Mr. Ledger, we're going to make a great team. I know I'm about to lose my job. I'm no longer going to be CEO. I'm going to be swinging from your nuts, and I'm happy about it. Nah, man. Now, how do I feel about the merger between the two carriers? I really don't give a fuck. I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, it's going to cost jobs. I'm going to tell you right now, if Sprint doesn't do something, like, look, man, SoftBank bought 80-something percent of the company and couldn't save them. Infused billions upon billions of dollars in cash trying to get that Spark network and LTE Plus, whatever the fuck else they wanted to rename that shit to, and they couldn't save Sprint. Do you really think Sprint's going to survive if they don't sell or merge? Because here's what's going to happen. Sprint, let's say the Sprint-T-Mobile merger doesn't happen. Sprint's going to Cox, and I'm talking about cable. They're going to Charter. They could become Spectrum Wireless. That wouldn't surprise me. They're going to go to Comcast, God forbid. Could you imagine that customer service? God damn, they'd make OnePlus customer service look good. I'm just...
Pussy!
Oh, man. But could you imagine that, though? Think about that. I couldn't, man. So I think the Sprint... And can you imagine John Ledger right now? Do you remember before Trump was running for president that John Ledger got into a fucking Twitter beef with Trump about Trump Tower? And he was talking about their shitty hotel rooms and Trump was shitting on them about the network. Can you imagine John Ledger right now has to be like... He has to be like... God damn it, this motherfucker is president, and now I gotta kiss his ass. Now I gotta take this tea bag, I gotta kiss his ass to get this deal done. I don't know, man. You never know who you fucking with. When you out there roasting on Twitter like that, never know who you fucking with. Oh, shit. You know, we'll see what happens. Do I think it could be beneficial? Yeah, I think if they get SoftBank's CEO and their influence from the board out the fucking way, and it continues to be T-Mobile USA and Dutch Telecom that has the majority of the decisions that happen on the board, and you merge the companies and actually don't lay off the employees, rebrand that shit, all them Sprint stores become T-Mobile stores, that means all of them, even the bigger third-party retailers like Maycom and the rest of them all, you know, Fast Wireless, and the rest of them all become Go Wireless. All of them become T-Mobile stores. I think that's a win, you know, and I think the new logo, is it going to be T-Mobile with the fan logo at the end of it from Sprint? I think it could happen, you know, I think it could happen. And I think it could be beneficial for customers when the 5G network rolls out. I have no doubt that when the lower cost option of Sprint disappears because T-Mobile has basically bought them, then as long as T-Mobile stays cheaper than AT&T and Verizon, which is not going to be hard, they're going to suck. I think you're going to see AT&T become a value brand, and I'm going to tell you why. When Sprint and T-Mobile merge, AT&T goes to last place. Do you think they're going to be happy about that? No, 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 no. They're going to burn cash like nobody's business to acquire customers. You're going to see AT&T do crazy shit like a $60 totally unlimited no fucking cap plan. Shit like that. So in the short term, is there going to be great competition between AT&T? Yeah. And you might even see Verizon drop prices because they don't want to become number two. Could you imagine John Ledger, like the epic trolling he's going to do when they combine their customer bases and they're like within a million customers or two of Verizon? Like, T-Mobile and Sprint will burn so much cash to get that number one spot just to tell them to go eat a dick. Like, it'll be great for consumers for like a year or two. And then shit's going to suck as the prices start coming up. And believe me, it is going to come up. Fuck what Marcelo said talking about it's the big six or seven or eight. No, motherfucker. We all know that Xfinity uses Verizon's towers. No, motherfucker. Yes, I know Charter and shit is trying to build out their own infrastructure, but they're nowhere near being a big four player. Y'all stop that shit. I know why they're doing it. They're doing it to make sure the DOJ doesn't try to block the deal. And I'm not mad at them for that. But don't come with the bullshit, man. So I'm in favor of the merger. If it actually causes them to use all that spectrum that Sprint is fucking sitting on and allows them to build out the networks. If they don't put it in writing that they're actually going to do that or something with the merger or do some agreement with the DOJ with timelines, then no, break that shit up. Not going to happen. You know? Shit, I remember it was like yesterday that fucking AT&T was trying to buy T-Mobile. And then T-Mobile got like $5 billion in cash because that couldn't happen. Times it's, you know, AT&T is like, got eaten a shit sandwich right now. Dirty shit sandwich. Ugh. Damn. Diego, I appreciate it. You had to go play some soccer. Yeah, do that exercise, man. Get it in. We appreciate you coming through in the live chat. Yeah, that's going to wrap it up for me, too. Goddamn, we went way over, man. 41 minutes. Woo! Man, what the fuck? 41 minutes. Oh, man, round of fucking applause. 41 minutes. Oh, bombs. Bombs. Oh, man. Well, like I said, it is the 1st of May. Y'all should be out there.
Pussy.
Y'all should be out there 1st of May. Go Google that song. You're going to laugh. Go see it. And, yeah, man, I appreciate you guys coming through. I greatly do. Till next time, stay thirsty. Have fun. It is summertime, almost summertime. Summer bodies are coming out, mine included, ladies. I don't know if I'm going to get the full six-pack before the summer, but I might have the 4.5-pack. I might have the 4.5-pack. I know the chest. I am going to be on a peck pop of love. It's going to happen. You're going to see it. I'm peeling in like the next 3 weeks as soon as I start hitting these weights, ladies. Anyways, I appreciate y'all coming through on the TK Total Tech Podcast. And, yeah, we'll catch you guys tomorrow with some more news, tech news and shit like that. Remember, you can hit me up on Twitter at Total Tech Vids. You can hit me up on Instagram at Total_Tech_Media. That's where we do all the giveaways. So you got to follow me on the gram. I also do a little bit of savagery and a couple live streams over there, too. So follow me over there. And fuck all the other platforms, I guess. Till next time, thank you guys very much for listening or watching if you see this on YouTube. And I'll catch you guys later.
Every day. Pussy! You got knocked the fuck out, man!
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.